Welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 23rd, 2026, and we've got a packed agenda focusing on some exciting developments from AMD, along with a few noteworthy happenings in the GPU world. Let's dive right in. Headline overview. 1. AMD FSR SDK 2.2 launch. The latest version of the AMD FSR SDK is out, bringing significant improvements in ML-based rendering technologies. 2. Linux kernel improvements. AMD has posted new patches for the Linux kernel focusing on hot page tracking and promotion, which could benefit AMD EPYC server users. 3. Crimson Desert Intel GPU support. The developers of Crimson Desert have apologized for their previous dismissive stance on Intel Arc GPU support and are now working on compatibility. 4. Remarkable GPU survival story. A report on an RTX 4060 that survived a house fire, showcasing the resilience of modern GPUs. Deep dive into the news. Let's start with the AMD FSR SDK 2.2. This is a significant update for developers in the gaming industry, especially those working with real-time graphics. The FSR SDK v2.2 is essentially a launchpad for AMD's ML-based FSR Redstone technologies, including FSR upscaling, frame generation, ray regeneration, and radiance caching. The focus here is on enhancing performance and visual fidelity through neural rendering techniques. The new SDK offers features optimized for the RDNA 4 architecture, which is crucial for developers looking to leverage the latest AMD graphics cards. One of the standout features is FSR Upscaling 4.1, which improves image quality, particularly during motion. This is achieved through enhancements in the inference process, resulting in sharper images and better dynamic resolution scaling. For example, the recently released game Crimson Desert showcases these improvements, demonstrating how FSR can elevate the gaming experience. Moreover, the FSR Ray Regeneration 1.1 update introduces a new ML-powered denoiser that integrates seamlessly with any game engine. This feature is particularly beneficial for developers working with ray-traced graphics, as it transforms noisy outputs into clean visuals. The update also includes quality and memory improvements, along with debug view modes, making it easier for developers to optimize their games. Now moving on to AMD's contributions to the Linux kernel. The latest patches for the Hot Page Tracking and Promotion subsystem, known as PG-HOT, are aimed at modern AMD EPYC servers that utilize CXL and multiple memory tiers. This infrastructure enhancement is designed to unify hot page detection from various sources and streamline the page promotion logic within the Linux kernel. The PG-HOT subsystem tracks the frequency and last access time of pages, along with the NUMA node ID for each recorded access. This allows for more efficient memory management, particularly in environments where top-tier memory may be overcommitted. In testing on an AMD EPYC Zen 5 server, benchmarks showed time savings in both page promotion and demotion scenarios, highlighting the practical benefits of this new functionality. Next, we turn our attention to the gaming world, specifically the developers of Crimson Desert. They recently issued an apology regarding their previous dismissive comments about Intel Arc GPU support. Initially, their FAQ suggested that players using Intel GPUs should seek refunds, which understandably stirred up quite the controversy. However, the developers have since clarified that they are actively working on compatibility and optimization for Intel Arc graphics processors. This is a significant shift in tone and reflects the growing importance of Intel in the discrete graphics market, especially as their newer iGPUs continue to gain traction. It's great to see developers recognizing the need to support a broader range of hardware, which ultimately benefits gamers. Lastly, let's discuss an extraordinary story about an RTX 4060 that survived a house fire. This GPU faced extreme conditions, with its shroud and fans melting away, but remarkably, the PCB remained intact. A technician managed to clean the charred card, confirming that no internal components were damaged. After a bit of TLC and a new cooler, the GPU was restored to working condition. This incident serves as a testament to the durability and resilience of modern GPUs. While we often hear about hardware failures due to overheating or other internal issues, this case exemplifies how robust these devices can be in extreme situations. Closing thoughts. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AMD is pushing the boundaries of what's possible in GPU technology with the FSR SDK 2.2, enhancing not just performance, but also visual quality across a wide range of devices. The improvements in Linux kernel support also highlight AMD's commitment to optimizing server performance, which is crucial for enterprise applications. The gaming community's response to Crimson Desert and its evolving support for Intel GPUs signals a positive trend towards inclusivity in gaming hardware. And finally, the story of the RTX 4060 reminds us that while technology can be fragile, it can also be remarkably resilient. Looking ahead, we can expect further developments in GPU technology and performance optimization as AMD continues to innovate. Stay tuned for more updates, and let's keep pushing the boundaries of what our GPUs can achieve. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep those GPUs running hot.